gonna feed you no more. You told me it was hard, man, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me it was hard, man, but I can see through that. And Daddy, I know you ain't no.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Hound Dog. The woman who really did it first and made it famous in the beginning, Big Mama Thornton. Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton was born in Arrowtown, Alabama, on this day in 1926. Big Mama Thornton was a singer, songwriter, percussionist, and associated with some of the great artists of her era, like Muddy Waters and John Lee Hooker. She was the first artist to record Hound Dog and would go on to become her biggest hit. Of course, many artists since have taken that song and run with it. In the world of race music, black musicians had a hard time making money with the songs that they did, but people like Elvis and Janis Joplin made a lot on that song. They all tried, but failed to reciprocate the power and enormity of Big Mama Thornton's vocal presence. And on this day in history, December the 11th, in 1706, an act was passed in New York to encourage the baptism of slaves. It didn't free people, it did not free the enslaved, but the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel in Foreign Parts anointed this fellow Elias New to minister and convert Native American people. They thought it would be easier to convert African enslaved people in this country. So they sponsored this law and made it clear that this baptism didn't mean people were free, but it allowed them to become part of the Christian church. The other part people never talk about is a part of this was sexual. The people were not allowed to have sex with their slaves in many states unless they were Christians. And on this day in 1886, the Colored Farmers Alliance and the Cooperative Union in Houston, Texas were formed. African-American farmers were barred from being part of the Southern Farmers Alliance, so people created their own organization. But this thing grew into massive terms. Booker T. Washington was one of the founders of it a long time ago, but some of it was a little bit more militant than he, and they pushed very hard. And by 1891, this organization claimed 1.2 million members because they were not allowed to join the larger white organization. Because when Congress tried to push some changes, the farmers rebelled, saying it was taking us back to Reconstruction, which built this African-American Farmers Alliance. It was on this day in 1946, the United Nations established UNICEF, the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, began on this day in 1946. And on this day in 1985, the Unabomber killed his first victim, Hugh Scruton, who was killed in his computer store in Sacramento, California, by a mail package that exploded in his hands, which was the Unabomber's favorite device. He detonated his first bomb in May of 78 on the Chicago campus of the University of Illinois. This created a huge manhunt and fear across America till they captured him. On this day in 1989, the three men who were convicted in the death of Michael Griffith, a man born in Trinidad, were released by the State Appeals Court of New York. Now, Michael Griffith and a friend walked into Howard Beach, which is his neighborhood in New York, and a mob of white youths beat him and his friend, killing Griffith. And this was the second in a string of a lot of racially motivated acts that took place in New York City at the time, in 1986. And 3 years later, in 1989, they were released by the State Appeals Court because they said the judge misdirected the jury. And this is the day that a man named Leslie Howard Latimer passed away. He was one of our great inventors, an African-American inventor who gets little play. He was born in 1848 in Chelsea, Massachusetts. He joined the Navy at 15 and became a patent law firm draftsman when he was 17. In 1874, in February, he created a patent for improved toilet systems for railroad cars that were used across the country. It was called the Water Closet for Railroad Cars. He received 7 patents over his career, and Alexander Graham Bell hired Latimer to draft the drawings required to receive their patent for the telephone. And that is this day in history, on this December 11th. For the rest of this day in history, please go to steinershow.org. On our way out of the day in history, on this December 11th, we're hearing A Change Is Gonna Come by the great Sam Cooke. On this day in 1964, at the age of 33, he was beaten and shot to death at the Hacienda Hotel in Los Angeles, California.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.